They never met a dollar they didn't want to spend. The Democrats are now near $1.75 trillion. That's the size of this deal. They want to spend $1.75 trillion of your dollars. Hello, everyone. I am Trish Regan. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. Portions of today's program are brought to you by Immunity Armor Gold, one of the most advanced immunity boosting formulas you can get in one single product. Go to ImmunityArmorGold.com and use promo code Trish10 to get 10% off. That's ImmunityArmorGold.com, promo code Trish10. And wow, like I said, $1.75 trillion. Now, Senator Joe Manchin, whom you've heard me say is the only adult in the room these days, well, he along with Kyrsten Sinema, throughout this entire process, the only adults there, he's now saying, you know what, no 1.75, I want 1.5. You know, the Dems, they're trying for 1.75, perhaps even 2. I don't think that they're necessarily going to get it, but there is a lot riding on this in this particular moment in time, because you see Joe Biden, how should we say it? Joe Biden, he's very concerned with appearances. I mean, don't forget, we had to get out of Afghanistan no matter the cost before the 20th anniversary of 9/11, right? Well, now you see he has this big shindig happening in Europe towards the end of the week, this UN climate summit meeting. So he wants to get a deal done so he can go over there and brag and say how great he is. He did this. The U.S. is, you know, all about climate change. Well, let me just say there's one teeny little problem, and that is Senator Joe Manchin. Because you see, Joe Manchin doesn't like a lot of the climate initiatives. He's from a state that's heavily reliant on coal, you see, for its economic survival. And so with this particular proposal, he's pushing very hard to get some of the climate issues out of there. So we'll see whether or not it comes to fruition. But think about the irony of it. I mean, here the Dems are pushing this climate stuff nonstop. And can you imagine? I mean, that's the pinnacle of Biden's agenda, right? Can you imagine what a massive, massive loss it would be if he's not successful with that? I mean, we'll see how it all plays out. Keep in mind, it's certainly, most definitely a loss from the perspective that this package is going to be half the size of the Democrats originally wanted. They wanted to spend so much more money. But, you know, look, the reality is we can't afford it. I mean, they've got all kinds of federal support here for childcare, for elderly care, for universal pre-K nursery school. I should point out, by the way, like great programs. I have no problem with any of these programs. I think they're quite wonderful. The question is whether or not you can afford them right now as a society. And sometimes I fear that our society has gotten a bit too big, a bit too lazy. And so here we are willing to take on all this debt. And we've already got $28 trillion and still counting. So now you're going to add trillions more to that. Oh, and don't forget the money being printed over at the Federal Reserve. They've printed about $6 trillion and just flooded the system with that. The reality is we can't afford any of this. We just can't. You know, there's something to be said for the importance of individual responsibility. I mean, maybe in some smaller places, in smaller countries, things like this would work. But here we are, we've got one big, massive country. And frankly, I mean, part of our strength is our size. Part of our strength is all that diversity. Different people with different values. And yet, it also makes it very hard when you have a situation where some people are going to work every day and paying their taxes and doing the right thing, while others may be looking to take advantage. And that's perhaps the fundamental flaw in all of this. As we have seen throughout the pandemic, the challenges that are presented to our economy when you got a federal government, Uncle Sam or Uncle Joe, I should say, that's paying you so much money for people to stay at home on the darn couch. Well, suddenly millions of people are willing to quit their jobs in a given month, as we saw in the month of August. The unemployment rate yet remains so low because nobody's actually looking for work. Why bother? Right? When you can make so much off of Uncle Sam or, again, Uncle Joe. We need to rename that one. Look, individual responsibility certainly matters in more ways than one. So I want to get to one of our sponsors right now because it's related to all of this. It's related because individual responsibility really is important. You've heard me talk about the importance of taking care of your family, making sure that your family is taken care of, even in the event, most especially in the event that you're not around, you're not here. For listeners of this program, they may have heard me tell this story of where I grew up in New Hampshire, a nearby family, a neighbor, a family that lost their father really, really young. It was tremendously unfortunate. He had a heart attack at a very young age, putting this family, a mother and her two boys, in a very challenging position. Obviously, emotionally, right? There's all kinds of trauma that goes with losing a loved one, but also economically, because you see, this father didn't have any life insurance. It made a huge impression on me as a kid, and it's something that I hope right now makes a big impression on you, because you got to do everything you can to make sure your family's protected. If you don't have life insurance, then you need to go out there. You need to get this today. Listen up. I am here. I am trying to help you. And there's a company that you can go to. You put it at the top of your to-do list and just cross it off. Get it done right now. And you don't want to just go to any company, because this can be a very difficult, very challenging space to navigate. But there's one company out there that I recommend, because they make it easy. The name of that company is SelectQuote. They've been in business for more than 35 years, and they've helped all kinds of people. SelectQuote.com to get life insurance. You know, you can save 50% or more by shopping with SelectQuote.com. They go out and they canvass the area and they talk to all the best insurance carriers, and they get you the very best quote for you. I mean, wonderful examples. A 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, they found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for just $19 a month. $19 a month. I mean, think about that. It's so affordable, really. And so there's just no excuse for not having this. Absolutely no excuse. It only takes a few minutes. All the quotes, I should point out, are 100% free. So don't put this off another day. It's affordable. There's no excuse. You can do this. You need to protect your family. You need to protect all that you have worked for. And all the quotes at SelectQuote.com are totally 100% free. Just takes a few minutes. So do me this favor. Take a couple minutes out of your day. Go to SelectQuote.com. Get your free quote. SelectQuote.com is the website. Go there today. And look, it's just important. Okay. I do want to point out, the full details on sample policies and carrier ratings are available at selectquote.com/commercials. Price could vary. Price could vary by health issuing company and other factors not available in all states. But really, it is a matter of individual responsibility. It's a matter of taking control of yourself, your future, your family's future, which leads us right back to our country and this crazy government spending, because we're talking about $28 trillion and still counting and counting and counting. Now we're going to add on another few trillion? I mean, what's a few trillion here? What's a few trillion there? Think of the size of these numbers. I remember when we were just talking about 800 billion. 800 billion! Imagine that during the Obama administration. I mean, it kind of feels quaint and sort of sweet. $800 billion, which, by the way, was 800 billion to nowhere, because it didn't result in any kind of real economic growth for our country. In fact, during those 8 years that Obama was president, we grew at an annualized rate of less than 2%. We incurred all that debt and hardly any growth. The danger is that we are repeating something like that all over again while we keep spending all this money. And look, I'm not against childcare. I'm not against elderly care. I'm all for it. I'm all for universal pre-K. These are wonderful, important projects, but how the heck are we going to pay for them? The answer can't always be just tax, 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 and tax some more. Because at some point, you're not going to have an economy. You're just not going to have an economy left or the growth that you need to support all of this. That's what matters. We need a sustainable model, a prosperous economy that we can hand down to our kids one day. That's what we need to be striving for. Not whether or not a certain person gets to make a certain speech at a certain UN event in Europe at the end of the week. You know, these artificial deadlines that are imposed by this administration because of PR stunts and opportunities are actually pretty risky to our overall country and society. But the funny thing might be how this actually plays out in the end, because he may not get that grand prize with all this climate stuff that he wanted, that he campaigned on, which would be a bit surprising, right? But nonetheless, I would say the bottom line here is that these are politicians that all share something in common. And it really is fundamentally at least when it comes to the left, a total lack of discipline, a total lack of responsibility. It's a desire, you see, to get reelected. And so they hand things out. Free stuff here, free stuff there. And that's the model. So you can tell your constituents, oh, hey, guess what? I got you this. I got you that. I got you more free stuff. But at some point, you know what? It's just not free. It's not free. At some point, we are all going to pay for it. We're all going to pay for it. And our children are going to wind up paying for it. And we risk losing the very strength that makes us a success. That economic strength is critical to who we are as a nation. It matters. I want to remind you, everyone, to go to my website, trishintel.com. Subscribe to my newsletter right there at trishintel.com. It's so important that we have a direct connection, given all that's happening, given the efforts by big tech to suppress certain points of view. So I do want you to do that today. trishintel.com. Sign up for my newsletter. You're going to get this podcast delivered to your email box every single day. Also, a look at all the stories that we're watching on trishintel.com. So go to the website and I will see you right back here tomorrow.